So please feel being welcomed by the lake. It's Jonah, can you hear? It's okay. Yeah. And lake in the form of love, in the heart of Leni, you know, like Leni ji, really. So sincerely, so happily, you know, serving tea. It could be done only by the lake, you know. So please. Sage continues and speaking in Sanskrit, so we have to be a little patient with that. Kasta drase yasu na santi dosha, kasta diso yasu na dukkha daha, kasta praka yasu na changurattvam, kasta kriya yasu na naam maya. So, referring the experiences of life, like if we really watch the experiences of life, they are like generally based on the previous experience. Like like generally like if my hand has been touching ice, and then touching someone's hand. So I could feel hand is hotter than my, like, you know, heart. And if I put my hand on the fire, like, not on the fire, you know, just above the fire, and again touch, probably information I will receive is hand is colder. Like, so generally, like what he's saying, like Maya, Maya means in life I rely on the, on this experience, you know, like when my hand says that your hand is colder, I rely on that as truth, as fact. But actually it's not fact. Like, so like all the experiences of life are based on like a comparative, you know, it's like always comparative. It generally what we say, what we kind of say good and bad, they could be worse and better, like, you know, better than the past or worse than the past. Like all experiences are relying on my past experiences, not on me. And generally, like life, like what we call like experiences, they are, like say, in another way, you know, like if, like if you have a say doorkeeper on your door who really never allows visitors to visit you, kind of like, you know, it's always doorkeeper informing, like, you know, there is no time when you have been visited, kind of like always, you know, the visitors who come, they are based on the information of doorkeeper, you know. It's like never possibility to really reach in into the life and like and knowing, like, you know, what it is like without having without having this filter, we can say, like which, like also this filter convince us that this is the truth, you know. The another thing is like this filter has a, it convince you, like the who is listening, as well as me. I am also convinced that I am speaking the truth. Because, so this has like a two-face, you know, it has two-face, you know, it convinces you as well as me at the same time. And then I keep on living my life on that. Like, you know, never really allowed me to experience, only this middleman experiencing everything and reporting everything. And I am also convinced on the report of this middleman, kind of. So that this is what they call Maya. Maya means life based on the middlemen and women, kind of like this. The senses, some of them are feminine, and some of them are like, so men and women, we can say, the Like, and we convince ourselves that that is the truth without giving a chance to life to experience. So saying, as long as these middlemen exist, middlemen and women, sorry, so as long as that happens, he's saying certainly some things will be seen bad, some things will be seen good. Like it's based, the base is my previous experience. Based is how I am made up, like made up with the convictions, with the experiences, with the upbringing, like kind of like a, if we can open a human, you know, like operate, so will be like a like inside will be like a bundle of convictions, you know, kind of like I made me to be convinced in certain ways. Like in, if I'm brought up by some family, so those convictions will be found, you know, like kind of acting for me, like the conditioning which is put in me will be acting for me without my concern, kind of, and always making me convinced that I am living the life, you know, like I am kind of like a like what I see is the truth. So Sage is saying that way of life certainly when some things are against my conviction, I will be unhappy. When some things are in favor of my conviction, I will go wow, like, you know, kind of, and almost feel that my heart is as big as lake, but actually kind of like, you know, heart has not touched even, you know, without, like, we can somehow like a create a false heart. Like I think we do, you know, like what we say, ah, this was so heartfelt. Like many times we say, ah, this meeting this person was so heartfelt. And in fact, like if we really see in fact what was there, because from this person what was said was really matching to my conditioning. And then I say, ah, my goodness, you know, such a heartfelt person. So Sage is saying, as long as, like, you know, this is not seen, as long as we are not able to see that my doorkeeper, you know, is living my life, you know, I have nothing to do with it. All my heartfelt things are heartfelt things of my doorkeeper.
Is that with everything, or is there things like for instance, beauty of nature?
Mm-hmm.
Is that also something that goes through that?
It could, and it could, like sometimes, like in nature, what happens, like we get out of the way, you know, like in nature, like when you are, like when you are with people, it's always you are on the way, like the convictions, the conditioning is on the way. And in nature, because there is no frightening, you know, like sometimes you really relax and, you know, it could be real hard.
I'm alone in nature and experience the beauty, that
could be like direct from the heart. Mm. No, then it could be. And that's why in nature it's felt like kind of like we feel really more than like other places. So many times it could be, and it could be also from the, like if in the morning I read a poetry about flowers and went to nature, it could be from the poetry, you know, that flowers are influencing me. So both are possible. So Sage is saying that as long as this is not seen, that who is answering, you know, me or my doorkeeper. So certainly there will be like kind of the heartfelt things of my doorkeeper as well as sadnesses of my doorkeeper. And kasta praka yasu na changuratvam. And another thing Sage is saying that as long as like how to really know that like my heartfelt things are not heartfelt. So saying like there will be like a diminishing quality into it. Like you really feel wow, and then wow start diminishing, kind of. So he's saying like, how to know is like this way. Like, you know, if your wow starts diminishing, that means certainly these middle people are acting in you, not you. कल्पा भिधान क्षण जो बिनोही कल्पीघ संख्या कलने विरिंच्या अतः कला सालिनी काल जाले लघुत्व दीर्घत्व धियापि सत्या. And Sage is saying, actually, When when life is experienced by the life, by the so saying that experience, like he's using chhan, means will be not the part of time, like will be like that experience will not be in time, that will be like probably when I say it's not part of time, you know, like what will you understand from this sentence? My question is like if there is like, you know, just like, you know, if I say, yeah, okay.
It seems to me that if I got rid of the doorman. I could only know you as I meet you now, rather than all the experiences I have
in
of
the
you
past,
in our previous meetings, which is what, if the doorman is there, our relationship is premised on the past relationship based in time and memory. If the doorman isn't there,
then it's
it means that
every
the
time
memory
fresh.
Of I have of you is irrelevant.
So but something like that, you know.
There has to be some safety mechanism in that.
Some
safety mechanism. If in the past you'd done something to me that I wasn't happy about, and that the mechanism of memory was no longer available, then that would put my life in perpetual danger. I'm just wondering how do we throw away the doorman, or do we keep a little bit of him? Give him a part-time job.
Certainly. And do you think that I could repeat same things?
Yeah.
I could.
And
there is no possibility that I could not.
Well, I wouldn't have any control over that.
Certainly, you know.
That wouldn't be my responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm just wondering how it's almost frightening, really.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, like, certainly. You know, like it's
realization that you know, all our relationships and experiences are premised in time and memory. So the actual knowing of someone is false, as
that's
my understanding of what.
Yeah, yeah, you know, certainly. But the thing is, like, like, you know, when you, because those experiences, like, of the past, of me, were in time.
Exactly.
So then, yeah, just 1 minute. So then, because of time, I was able to cheat you somewhere.
Yeah.
And if those experiences have been of no time, probably cheating is not possible, you know. Because it's not like a localized experience, you know. It's not like, like, without time, you see my eyes as well as my back, you know, like, at the same time, you know, like, kind of, like this timeless experience, like, because, like, we really, because we don't know the timeless experience, so we keep on trusting the, but actually, the timeless experiences, they really give the whole picture, you know, of my, you know, back and, you know, like, everything, you know, like, under my clothes, you know, like, all of that. So, like, it's probably, you know, if one, once we start trusting them, maybe they are more helpful. Yeah, sir, yes. Yeah, okay. So the question was that if we can let go of all our, like, you know, door keepers. And yeah, I was saying, like, you know, we could, because the experience in probably, you know, I have been talking to John Ji, you know, like, because he comes from the scientific way of, like, explaining things, and he was telling me that, like, these days in science, you know, they are finding that like the, maybe the, what is, you know, there are two things called. One is like a maybe wave, which is not localized, which really kind of is, it has its touch everywhere. And when, like, wave, yeah. And then there is like the matter, which doesn't have touch everywhere. It's like very localized. So maybe, like, what they call no time means responding from the wave. And responding from the wave means having touch everywhere, you know, looking my back, looking inside me, you know, looking kind of like, you know, and it's not like, because the way of wave is so that it doesn't take time. Like, it's like a kind of connects everywhere. And probably whatever comes, like, I think cheating is not involved there, you know, like, couldn't be cheated. If I'm right, like, the, yeah, okay.
It's on the right lines.
okay, yeah, because, you know, just to make sure. So, so maybe, like, what they are pointing really to referring is like having a way of responding. Like when they say no time, means not localized, kind of this connectivity way of responding, and then probably I have to learn something more in order to cheat you. I was saying in order to teach you, but it's also like kind of cheating,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm thinking about how in so much of sort of sacred texts, there's this image of the person at the door, the visitor, the someone coming to the door, knocking on the door. And I wonder, and I know that this image of the doorkeeper that you're talking about is very different, but what it makes me wonder about is the door itself. If there's always a door.
Yeah, you know, certainly, like, door is because of the doorkeeper, you know. If doorkeeper is not there, you know, door will not be there. So some way, kind of like opening to life, opening to, you know. But since we have so much trust in doors and in,
yeah.
And no trust in this availability, kind of, like, we can say.
So it's like, it has to knock on the door, because that's the only way we can process the information.
Yeah, yeah. So somehow, like, because what they mean, probably like having experience of this, not localized ability of responding, you know, ability of responding with connectivity, they probably, you know, this is why I don't see any other reason for them to, you know, to get together and speak, because they feel it's so good way, so fruitful, it's so kind of life way that they really want us to live that way, and this is why probably they describe this, try to describe this, so that maybe we could make ourselves available to that. And then he's saying, Kalpig Sankhya Kalane Virinchya. And like generally, question comes to us, like if I am very, very quiet, you know, like what will be the fun of life, you know, kind of like generally, like, you know, we think, you know, okay, you know, this is good to be quiet, you know, but if I am, say, very, very quiet, you know, so like generally, like out of quietness, we understand solitude, you know, like the, what represents from the quietness, generally, like we say, solitude. But like here Sage is saying virinchya. Virinchya means that quietness is not a solitude. That quietness always have brush to paint, kind of. Like the quietness they are calling, talking, is not our solitude. He's saying like it always has a brush. Brush means kind of like, you know, I think people who are painters, they know what is brush, you know, actually. I really, like, I can say what is brush, but I really cannot feel what is brush, you know, like people who are painters, they really know what is brush, you know, like what is in reality brush is, you know, like kind of like, I really cannot touch that reality, you know. But like, when I see people who are painters with the brush, like I can touch this reality from them, not from me. And touching that from them, it doesn't seem that brush is only brush, you know. Brush is really a life, really a kind of like, you know. Could do whatever, you know, that way. So saying, actually, like having touched the quietness, one only knows that what connectivity can live. Like, generally, like, my idea is I will be in solitude, you know, kind of like not seeing people, you know, like probably caging myself, you know. Really making me not available to life. But Sage is saying actually having touched this timelessness, this quietness, one will only know what life is, you know, like it's only painters can know what is a brush. We really, like for me, brush is just brush, you know, like little wood, little kind of, you know. But that is not the meaning of brush for a painter, you know. So Sage is saying, actually, having touched that quietness in, that timelessness in, really brings the meaning of life, brings the like what life can be. Atah kala salini kal jale. And Sage is describing that life into life, you know, life into life has a network of arts, you know, like using word kala means arts, like it has really a network of arts and you know, probably what he means that only then I will be able to know the ways of life. Like, really, it's not that life is not solitude. You know, life is probably abundance, you know, probably something without experiencing. I cannot conceive. Laghutva dirghatva dhiyapi satya.
Okay, mm-hmm. He was talking about a network of art.
Yeah, kala salini kal jale.
Like creating?
Yeah, also? Creativity, like the kind of like a, you know, life is full of abundance is, you know, like probably what they mean from arts means, you know, every time, yeah, it's like every time blast something, you know, some kind of blast, you know, in that way, yeah. And then, laghutva dirghatva dhyapi satya. And it says, he's saying like, for the wisdom, it's possible to to act through connectivity as well as act through like being localized, you know, being like, it's for the wisdom, for the life, it's possible to act both way, you know, it could act through connectivity as well, it could act through being local, kind of like both responses can be will be available for the wisdom, you know, it's not one or the other, but the both. Sarvatra Pashan Maya Mahigra Mrda Maha Daru Bhireva Vriksha Mansair Jana Paurush Baddha Bhava Kapurma Masti Vikar Hinam.
Well, I wanted to ask about the last thing you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
You said it's the wisdom. It's both through connectivity and what was the other
thing? The matter you said.
Yeah. Okay.
For the wisdom, it's, but wisdom has possibility to act through connectivity as well as through the, has both possibility. Yeah. And now he's saying that actually through connecting, like this life, one could see that the stones, the earth, the clay, the trees, like all the nature, like all the people, somehow like they are within the connectivity, you know, like there is a like something behind which really connects everything, like the stones, the earth, the clay, the all the nature, all the people, and masti vikarhinam. end. Like this, whatever connects, saying doesn't have any kind of like, doesn't say that humans are better than the stones, then kind of, it's saying like Vikarhina, it doesn't really separate us. It doesn't really like makes differences in us. Like somehow maybe we can say it's as it is. Like there is no yeah, maybe it's as it is, like, also it's as it is. So, any questions, please? Otherwise we could sit silently for few, you know, don't have to kind of like enjoying the way you want to be, you know, in that way silently, not like in a silent pose, you know. Yeah. Thank you.